Welcome back. It is 8:50. It's Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Don't forget Earl Farrell for Memphis coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. He's always got a great array of guests. Make sure you tune in 3 to 5 right here on the Mighty 990. Looky who's on the phone lines this morning. Todd Starnes, the owner of KWAM Radio, a station in desperate need of a trophy shelf. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm heading over to Rando Framing and Gallery after the national show today, Tim Van Horn.
Oh, that's terrific. What a night in Nashville. The station up for 3 awards and came home with some hardware and some runners up as well. I would say that's a pretty darn good first go up in the state capitol, Todd.
You know, when I bought the radio station, we promised the listeners that we were going to bring award-winning broadcasting back to the 901. And we did that. You guys did that. And congratulations, Tim and Josh and the morning show crew. The website, the best in the entire state. And we swept first and second place there. And look, here's what shocked me, that we actually won anything, because not only were we going up against the NPR stations, but the Associated Press was judging the contest.
That is an uphill climb. Did you lie about what format we were? Did you?
Well, I will say this, Tim. I made sure my name was not anywhere on the website or on any of the materials that we submitted.
Nicely done. Nicely done for sure. So last night, this was at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and of course, on the same day that we lose Loretta Lynn, I'm sure it was nice to be there at the Country Music Hall of Fame, where they honor the best of the best, and tell us how that night went.
It was absolutely beautiful. They have an incredible ballroom that overlooks the skyline of Nashville up on the fourth or fifth floor of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And there are, I would say, about 400 people, broadcasters, both TV, and we have to give a shout out to our friends and colleagues over at WREG. They were the only other Memphis station to come home with some hardware. And I think both of our teams represented the 901 very proudly and took away some of the hardware back to this side of the state.
That is very good. It is an absolutely beautiful facility. So last night, first place in this competition for best digital product. Tell us what that is and why that one is so important.
Well, people are listening to radio on different platforms, and it was really important for us to come in. When I bought KWAM, they really did not have a website. They did not have a social media presence, and that was one of the first things that we really decided to work on. And now our website is one of the most trafficked websites here in the Mid-South. About 500,000 people every month visit kwamradio.com. We have thousands of people that listen to the radio station on the online, on our live streaming platforms. And again, we want to do good journalism. I think people now know that KWAM is playing hardball, and we're going to be covering stories the mainstream media here in Memphis will not cover. And we're going to do that in a fair and balanced way. But we're going to cover that news, and you do that every morning, Tim Van Horn, on Wake Up Memphis. And I think the folks, I saw the reaction that people had when you walked into the room at the Collierville School Board Forum. People really respect the work that our team is doing at KWAM.
And it's fulfilling, and that's the reason that we do it. And if you treat, I believe, and I think you do too, if you treat the listeners well, you give them your best effort and the best product, that everything else just kind of falls into place. And I think that's kind of sort of what happened last night. Now, since we did lose to NPR, could you say that we are the champions of the radio stations that pay their own way?
Yeah, We're champions among the taxpaying radio stations of America.
Yeah.
But You know, Tim, we love it. We're, you know, we got, I was talking to somebody who came over from another radio cluster in another part of the state, and they said, man, are you guys really at all of those events? You've got a tent and the staff goes out? And I'm like, well, yeah, why would we not do that? But we're going old school. I mean, this is the way radio used to be. And yeah, it's a lot of hard work, but it's also a lot of fun. And we love the opportunity to stand up for our listeners and say, you know what? You've got a voice here in the 901.
Well, this is an absolutely beautiful trophy. I've been showing it off each hour on our live chat for people to be able to enjoy. It's absolutely gorgeous, and the other awards that we picked up, of course, for best locally produced digital product and for best local show, the second place. Both of those have significant meaning as well. So it was just an absolutely fun night. But then when it's all said and done, you know what? 2022 season is done. Now it's time for us to roll up our sleeves, and the battle to win in 2023 is now officially underway.
It's back to work, and I have submitted your request to the finance department. We will be trying to look for Letterman's jackets with a big K, I guess. I don't.
And then an antenna on one of the sleeves with 22 on it for the year that we won the award. I think that's absolutely critical that we get letter jackets. Or you know, perhaps if we sweep, maybe 1 year rings. But you know what? We're growing. You know, let's invest in infrastructure first things first. Let's take care of the basics, and then we can go for the bling maybe a little bit later. And I'm certain that will definitely come sooner rather than later. Well, I'm glad that you're back in town. You guys were burning the midnight oil, and I know you're getting fired up for a big show this afternoon.
Big show this afternoon. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. You're right. We got back about 1 o'clock this morning. So I don't know. By the way, Steve Gill ate your dessert. I just want you to know that. So in case... I just want you to know.
That's okay. You know what? Next time he's in town, then he's buying the ribs at Rendezvous then.
And I will say this, Tim. There is no disputing. We are the Mighty 990, and we are the number one news talk radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're proud of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Todd, thank you for the update. I know you'll be in shortly as you're preparing for your national show, and we will have this waiting upstairs, the trophy. Thank you for bringing that by. We are taking good care of it. Now, we may take a ton of pictures. This is going to be all over the internet, probably even more so than Lizzo's dress, so I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. Unfortunately, the KWAM team did not twerk, so...
No. At the party? Well, are you sure? Did you keep an eye on Chuck the engineer the whole time?
Well, somebody was dancing on a table, and I couldn't tell if that was Condren or not, our chief engineer, but...
He works good in tall places, so you know you never know. That could be the case. Todd, we'll see you in a little bit on your national show, 11 to 2, right here on the Mighty 990. Congratulations, and thanks for the investment in bringing a great product to the Mid-South.
Congratulations, Tim. Congratulations, Josh.
All right, thank you so much. There's Todd, and he'll be back on the air in just a couple of hours. In the meantime, it's Armstrong and Getty. And don't forget, you can listen anywhere, anytime. At mighty990.com. Tennessee Association of Broadcasters says it's the bee's knees. So it must be true. So check it out. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning on Wake Up Memphis. Have a great day, everybody.